Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. That's me on VBSRadio.com, but you know that or you wouldn't be here. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Yep, that's a lot to say. In a minute, I'll give you some phone numbers. One is a worldwide number. That means if you're overseas someplace other than the United States and Canada, that will be the number that you will call in free to comment, converse, ask questions. I am a practicing psychic, so I always enjoy trying to help folks out there. And we invite you to call in anytime and as often as we share this next hour. It's uninterrupted, so we have the entire hour. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. I do not have a guest this evening, so we're going to talk about several things. Since I'm a tarot reader and instructor, we're going to talk a little bit about the swords. But first, I have some exciting news, exciting for me, I hope for you guys. I'm going to be switching this radio program to bbsradio.com, station 1, at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time on Thursday. We're going to start May the 1st. That's Thursday, May the 1st. 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. I think of the schedule, it always shows 2 hours behind because the radio station is out of California, so it's Pacific time, but my time, Texas time, Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Thursday, May the 1st, we're going to Channel 1. I'm excited. Station 1, as they call it. Remember, all these shows are archived. Everything on bbsradio.com is archived. And there is a fee for being a member of the archive section, but you can do it monthly or 3 months or 6 months or whatever you want to do. And then you have access to all of the shows on all of the stations. And I keep meaning to ask if that includes the music station. I'm almost sure it does, but for definitely and positively sure, station 1 and 2. And we have some awesome people that are doing the shows, people like Dr. Pat and Guy Finley and some other folks that really have wonderful guests as well. So when you're through listening with me tonight, poke around on radio, bbsradio.com. See who else is on here if you haven't in the past. So we're starting May the 1st. That's a Thursday night on Station 1, 9 o'clock Texas time, Central Standard Time. I ran into some folks at a dinner party the other night that I had read for one of the ladies, and come to find out she and her husband had listened to the show and had enjoyed it. So for all of you folks that are out there and listening, I appreciate your ears. I would love to hear your voices. I still have not had that one call-in from Canada that I would like very much to have. So bear with me on that, and somebody out there from Canada, please listen and call in. Ask me a silly question like, do I love cats? Answer to that is simple. Yeah, I do. You can find me at ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. That's my website. Phone numbers and so forth are on there. Area code 512-922-4723. Now that I've given you that number, I'll give you the other two numbers. Worldwide number for you to call in to bbsradio.com. And ask questions or converse or make a suggestion for a show. The number is 877-489-6350. And if you live in the United States or Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. So call in as often as you would like and share this hour with us. Would appreciate it. I haven't scheduled folks for April. Still have some phone calls coming in. But the last week, really wonderful folks, Cindy and Dennis, they have a traveling bookstore of sorts. Both are just extremely knowledgeable about, of course, the books that they carry, but also about skulls and other crystal energy, and they're going to be with me on my very last show of this month. That will be my last show at this time on this station. So join us, Cindy and Dennis. Speaking of them, We have a psychic fair coming up this month here in Austin, Texas. It is on the 12th, the weekend of the 12th, Saturday and Sunday. The psychic fairs are typically open, at least the ones that Latrell Maples produces. They're typically open from 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday until 6 both nights, but we open at 11 on Sunday. We do circle, and then we let the public in. Cindy and Dennis are usually the first ones that you see when you walk in the door. There is a fee, and I apologize. I think it's $5 or $6. I don't remember. If you come on Saturday, you get a stamp. If you leave, you just sign out, and you can get back in free on Sunday. And that entry fee covers, of course, you being in the room with the psychics and vendors, but also the lectures, all of them. So all the lectures are free to you both days if you sign out, but you have to remember to sign out. Now, the readers do charge. Of course, vendors charge for their wares, but the readers do charge a variety of prices for a variety of subjects and techniques and cleansings and that sort of thing. There are even folks there that do massage work, table massages, whereas chair massage, and some really nice man that does releases toxins from your body by putting feet in a tub. It's really interesting. Okay, so that is coming up in April, the weekend of the 12th, the Saturday and Sunday. Let's see, what else can I tell you about up front while you've got your pencil out? Where that fair is, it's at the, Radisson Hotel. It's in North Austin, Middle Fiskville Road. You can call me and get more information if you need to. I'll be glad to help you with that. There's another event that's going to be a lot of fun and really wonderful for not only beginners, but folks that are pretty much on any level of development, but it is geared towards those folks that are curious, want to know a little bit more about psychic ability. It's called Led by Spirit. It's a two-day event, April the 26th and 27th, at the private home of Chris Kopasz and Myra Atkins. It's an opportunity to develop the skills that you already possess or be introduced, like I'm going to be introduced more to ORBS, O-R-B-S, by Myra. Chris is doing a talk on psychic and energy development. Myra has the ORBS. Linda Drake is messages of empowerment. I'm going to be doing Tarot, a psychic tool. Lisa West is Eastern versus Western medicine. She's a licensed vocational nurse, and she's also studied Eastern medicine. Dee Dee Patterson, uses of the pendulum. She's a psychic and a medium here in Austin. Adrienne Goff, crystal healings. Neil and Elizabeth Carmen, uses of essential oils. Neil and Elizabeth Carmen are absolutely phenomenal. I've had them on my show before, and they've written several books that are just amazing. It's worth the price to just come and visit with some of these folks, because some of these people are growing in reputation so fast that pretty soon the $250, I think it is, all of a sudden I can't find the price on it. $250 for both days is what individually one of these folks may be calling, may be charging for future workshops. So you can contact Chris Kopasz for those of you that have been, she's been on the show with us before. So let's see, Cosmic Cradle, that's what it was that that Elizabeth and Neil Carmen wrote. Talks about reincarnation. It's a wonderful book, Cosmic Cradle. The cost of the workshop includes meals, lunch, and light snacks, and a nice lunch, a catered lunch. You can call Chris at area code 512-750-1511. You can go to spiritualhealing@live.com, spiritualhealing@live.com also. Now, we're going to do gallery readings on Sunday, I think it's Sunday afternoon, meaning that myself, Linda Drake, and Chris Kopasz, I thought there was a fourth person. Oh, I forgot Julia Chambers. She's also been on the show. She does numerology. So She's also going to be doing a little bit of a workshop. Pretty intense days. We've got 2 days in hour to 2 hour sessions with these people, sometimes more. Okay, Linda Drake, myself, and Chris are going to be doing gallery readings. I think it's on Sunday afternoon, where we will be available all at one time for people to ask questions or get messages to you, depending on who comes through, which one of us for which person. So that's Chris Kopasz. You can reach her at area code 512-750-1511. Led by Spirit is the name of the workshop. I love that name. It is limited seating. Her home, I've been in her home, and although it's large and lovely, they're saying that probably 40 max, and I'm willing to bet you that it's going to get crowded real quick. Now, those of you that are coming out of town, talk to Chris about where she is suggesting for you to stay, the hotels that are nearby there. They have a beautiful place up on the lake. It's worth the drive just to be up there and get to watch the lake while you're doing this. Chris Kopasz, area code 512-750-1511, spiritualhealing@live.com. That is April the 26th and 27th, all day long. And, you know, I think we're starting about 9 or 10 o'clock and going into probably 5 or 6. But that's with breaks and lunch and so forth, and time to walk out on their patio and eat outside and just have a nice day. You'll meet a lot of nice people, I can guarantee it. These workshops tend to draw people who are serious about growing. So you no telling who you're going to sit by. You may be sitting by and enjoying the work of someone that will become a lifelong friend. You just never know. Sci Fair, that's the 12th. That's the weekend before. Yeah, the weekend before at the Radisson, Saturday and Sunday, Psychic Fair. So I think, have we got it all covered, all the little announcements? Since there's not a guest this week, area code 512-922-4723 is my number for schedule readings. At the Psychic Fair, if you want to come to the Psychic Fair, you can make an appointment with most of the readers. Gosh, I wish I had a list for you folks, but I don't. I may have that. I may be able to put it out in my newsletter. But you can call most of the psychics and make arrangements, make pre-appointments for Saturday and Sunday. In fact, some folks, like Linda Drake, they're already scheduled. Three-quarters of their schedule is done by the time she walks in the door. So, and Chris is fast getting that way, too. That's why I'm saying these workshops at 250. Do them now while you can get this gathering of folks, because individually their reputations are growing so fast, and they're writing books and all that sort of thing, and pretty soon it's going to be that one person's going to cost you that or more for a weekend workshop. So come on out. We're ready. Worldwide, call in tonight at 877-489-6350. And U.S. and Canada, you share that number at 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going to Going Global. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit. We're going to do a lesson tonight on the Ace of Swords. I had several readings in the last week where the swords are really coming up a lot. And the swords, I use the Rider-Waite deck, the Paul Foster case deck. The swords are generally, that suit deals with your mind, your attitude, how you think, how your mind works. It's supposed to be devoid of emotion, but it's not totally true. I hope that you have a deck of cards someplace where you can refer to these things. If you don't, that's okay. I'll try to describe them to you. After all, I kind of bounced this on you. You didn't expect me to be doing a lesson tonight. When we do the suit, we go from Ace, of course, which represents the one, all the way through the King, Queen, Knight, and Page. That is a suit in the deck, one of four suits, the Minor Arcana, and then there's the Major Arcana. We will look at, if we finish some of the sword, if we finish all of the swords tonight, we will look at some of what I call the scary cards, like the Tower card, the Death card, or what clients tell me seem to be scary. when they're really not. They're just new beginnings. But the Ace of Swords, it's one of four aces in each one of the suits. It starts out with an ace. You have an ace through a knight, king, queen, page in all four minor suits. This one happens to be a hand, as are the others, coming out of a cloud with a lot of gray, which is color, wisdom, knowledge, and experience. The hand has a sword upright with the tip straight up and has what looks like a crown with new growth on it. Now, every one of the swords have these little wiggles, little yellow or gold wiggles on them. It looks kind of like a distorted tear. And those are called heods, which is another word for God, H-E-O-D. Now, please put whatever leader, spiritual or religious leader, name there that you are comfortable with, because it is really the universal laws and love that protect us. So on this particular card, I think it's interesting. We have six, which is the number of sacrifice, which I think is interesting. But it's a simple card. It just is a hand with a sword with a crown on it, which represents victories. Aces are always offerings. You do not have to accept it. If the card is in an upright position, it's pure, it's simple, it just simply is what it is. As are the other three cards. It's just an offer. This one gives us an opportunity to learn something new. This card comes up a lot with the learning cards, like the Chariot card, which is communication. But this card alone says, here, let me teach you something. Take a new job, maybe. You look at the other cards around it. Is there a job offer? Is the Ace of Wands there? Is the Career Victory card there? You know, what else around it might suggest that it's not just you going back to school, but it's coupled with a career education. But if it's a young person and they're still in school, or maybe somebody's just taken a new job and they're going to learn. They're going to have an opportunity to learn. It's a mental job. It's a mental challenge that can be a new job position, going back to school. It could be learning about religion, spirituality, psychic development. Don't put it in a box just because it has to do with the mind. Don't put this offer in some sort of pre-assumed box. Learning covers so much. This particular ace reminds us to be honest and fair in the manner that we accept or reject this offer. That means that we don't want to be ugly about it. Like, no, I don't want to learn anything from you guys. What else can I learn? It says be nice. If it's not your time to learn about that, or you truly don't have the money maybe to go back to school, even if a boss says, look, you qualify for this if you go back to school and get six more credits, well, they may expect you to pay for it. If you can't pay for it, then you can nicely decline and say, I'll let you know as soon as I have those 6 hours. And then go away and do what you need to do to get it. If the card is in reverse, the expected, and that's an important word, the expected offer may not come. If the offer is made, be prepared to not be pleased with the outcome. I know, that's tacky, huh? Be prepared to not be pleased. We've got to watch out for mind games and possible deception. Don't let somebody set you up for failure. Look at the rest of the spread for any cards that can describe the person making the offer. If a physical or personality card does not appear, then you look at the cards that describe the situation. In other words, a physical, let's say the king, queen, or knight, or page. Probably never going to be the knights or page, unless that person's behaving like a child. And you can pretty much figure out who it's going to be. Now, remember, you can have a physical card and a personality card. You could have, let's say, the King of Diamonds. I mean, the King of Swords. That's going to be the older man, somebody old enough to have gray in their hair. But it could have the personality of the King of Pentacles. And that's somebody who's really, really good with money. Really good with money. Or could be the dark-skinned, white-haired man. So see, you can figure it out. You just need to remember. In reverse, this card could also be suggesting that the current you're not prepared for the opportunity as you would like to think you're prepared. still need those 6 hours. Even though you've got 5 years of experience, they're going to make you get the hours. So in some way, you may not be prepared, or you just may be a little full of yourself, and they don't think you're as prepared as you think you are. So there are valuable lessons to be learned from being faced with that knowledge and the challenge that maybe your ego's going to take a blow. And the challenge will be presented again to the court at another time. So just be prepared. Okay. The Two of Swords. This is an interesting card. I've always said that she needs to be, it looks like a female, but it's really kind of androgynous looking. It's a human being sitting on a bench. She has a blindfold on. She has crossed her arms, crossed her wrist at her heart chakra over her chest with swords pointing, being held in both hands. She's sitting still. She has a sliver of a moon representing the super subconscious. She has water rippling in the background very calmly. And the water and the sky are all blue. She's dressed in gray. She sits on gray. She has little yellow shoes on, so there's some active energy going on there. She's ready to make that move. And then her feet are on gray. Now, this is such an important card, because it tells our courant, even if they don't realize it or not, the courant being the person you're reading for, that they're about to make a life-changing decision. That's why this card is so important to me, because this is major. If she swings her left hand out, she's going in one direction. If she swings her right hand out, she's going in another. She sits quietly. Now, she's blindfolded so that she's not going to be swayed by what she sees. She's crossing her heart chakra so that she'll not let in emotions influence her decision as best she can. She's wise. We know that because she's wearing gray robes. The water representing emotions and spirituality is smooth behind her. This lets us know that there's nothing to disturb her as she concentrates on what she considers to be her future. The super subconscious in the form of the moon is there to help her make this decision. So she's going inward. She's really trying to base her decision on listening to self and listening to spirit. Because there's an uncertainty about which direction to take, there's an element of procrastination being created, but it's not a big deal. You know, sometimes we put things off and put things off and put things off, but that's okay. She needs to take her time before she makes this final decision and takes action. Why? Because whatever she goes towards, she can't change for probably years. Whatever she's left behind, she can't recoup for probably many years. So she has to be as careful and cautious as she can be, using the information that's available to her and her own life's experiences. You know, it can be the difference between living in Alaska and living in Hawaii. I don't care if you take just a job across town or you decide to move 5 blocks, it changes the nugget of your whole world. So that's why I consider this to be such an important card. I think it should have been a major arcana card. But it's life-changing, and it's if any of the aces are present, it may come because of an offer, like an offer of a job, an offer of going back to school, offer of marriage, if it's the Ace of Cups, emotional commitment of some sort. If there are any of the change cards, then she must expect forced changes if she does not take control of the situation. And I think that's really important, really important. She's got to take control of the situation. If it's in reverse, the coin is refusing to either recognize the opportunity to make the change or make the necessary steps towards improvement in their lives. And we do that. Don't we do that? We get scared. Gosh, we get scared. It could mean that they are placing far more importance on the outcome than is necessary. You know, sometimes we build things up in our head and then we do it and it isn't all that hard, like taking dance lessons maybe. Or someone could be placing unreasonable pressure for a decision. This card can also bring attention to an unstable mental condition that is no longer being treated. That's important. Now, the way you pick this up is you look for the Tower card, the Devil card. The Tower card shows people being tossed out. The Devil card also speaks of mental and emotional disruption. So if the Two of Swords is in reverse, I've also had it come up meaning that they were playing with drugs. So look for the other cards. Your cards tell a story. When you use any of the standard layouts, the 13 cards, the 7 cards, the Celtic run, every one of those places that you put a card is called a house. And they all have a meaning. Like the seventh house in a 13 card reading is your house of 1-to-1 relationships. Your first and your fourth card and your 13th card, those three cards make a triangle, sort of. And those three cards can tell you the outcome of the question or the outcome of the concern or the outcome of just simply what Spirit wants your Quorn to know. And it's not uncommon for the Quorn to ask a money question and get cards that talk about an emotional situation or vice versa. So you do have to, this all sounds like tarot is really complicated, and I suppose it is, but it isn't if you just take it one layer at a time. To me, numerology is just, I'm not a number person at all. So numerology just befuddles me. So does astrology. I know just enough of both to work with the tarot cards, and I constantly learn more. The Three of Swords. This is, I forgot to tell you about the physical description of swords in general. They tend to be the wise people of the four suits. The king and queen of swords are our elders or people of experience or people that have a lot of knowledge about a particular subject. So they're typically light-skinned, light-eyed, and light-haired. Now, the king, knights and pages typically will be blondes to browns, sometimes some redheads, but nearly always fair-skinned. Okay, the Three of Swords, the Three of Swords can be it can be rain. It can be being careful about being on the road, in the rain. The number three is your fruition number. You have two things coming together to make a third, and I can express that in you, the physical you, or your ego. And a situation can cause rain, can cause tears, can cause heartbreak. Now, this particular card, the Three of Swords, shows a simple setting. It's a red heart. Red is active energy, but it's also passion. And three swords all sticking through it with a gray background with clouds that looks like has streaks on it that looks like it might be rain. So you're looking at the heartbreak card. And this card can come up for just simply a broken heart. Nothing complicated about it. A broken heart. I know. That's sad, huh? Okay, this is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. We're doing a tarot lesson tonight. If you have any questions about the tarot, please, 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 or comments, or you disagree with me, or you just want to talk about it, give me a call. Worldwide, your number is 877-489-6350. That means if you live anywhere in the world except the United States or Canada, if you live in U.S. or Canada, call in at 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland. You can find me on my website at elaineirelandpsychic.com. E-L-A-I-N-E, Ireland, just like the country, psychic.com. You're welcome to call in anytime between now and 8:55. We've got a little while to go, so call in. I'd love to hear your voice. Okay, number four. This is a contradictory card in my observation. And the number four itself is your foundation number, that which you build on. This card has kind of a gray wall, a person laying out on what looks like a slab. Actually, it looks like a funeral slab, like in the old churches, and a sword underneath his back with the hilt of the sword to the right, the tip to the left. Above him hangs a window that looks real churchy, stained glass, looks like a person kneeling before maybe a priest or man of cloth, as they say, and three swords with tips down over his upper part of his chest. Now, I consider this the body, mind, and soul card. The stained glass represents a spiritual or religious foundation to which this figure has turned for protection while he's taking a nap or praying or meditating. He's taking time to heal, to rest, or simply take time for self. I've told worn-out moms and dads, go home, take a nap when this card comes up. But what excites me about this card is the way the swords are configured. There are three gray ones on the wall. One under the figure is yellow and set on yellow. The number three is the number for fruition. The number one is singular for self. And the number four is the foundation for everything we build on. So the hands are in a prayer position or maybe meditation. Either way, he's smart enough to know that he needs the downtime, and he's willing to take time for himself. Now, what's exciting about it is, what's in fruition for this person? What's coming up? Why the three? Why? What is he trying to decide? What is he trying to make a decision on? Is he trying to make a decision? And then we've got the number four, the fourth one down here, which says, okay, perhaps the decision or the time taken out of my busy schedule will give him another foundation to work on. Maybe so. But it's such a simple card and yet so complicated in so many ways. So we've got separated swords. If I remember correctly, this is the only card that creates two groups of the total number, separates them in this way. Now, remember, the swords are supposed to be non-emotional, but religion and spirituality is very emotional. Religion just literally cuts into the heart of most people. It can be their heart and soul, very emotional, and yet you've got mental stuff going on with just the configuration of the number four, which is solid. That's the foundation. It is solid. You have the sword, which is double-edged, soft on one side, could cut butter, and sharp on the other. That's the thing about the swords, too. The swords can be used in a multitude of ways. It's sharp on one side, dull on the other. How are we going to use that sword? It's like using a gun. Do you use it to kill somebody, or do you use it to defend? Yes, swords are the same way. Our tongues are the same way. We have to be careful about what we say. Voice comes from mind. So, swords are... I like the swords, but I'm cautious with the swords. So, look at the... When you look around the other cards, look for the cards that cause stress or that this person may have gone through stress, like the Tower card or the Devil card, or some of the other sword cards, or maybe they've had a disappointment. The aces are in reverse, something like that. Maybe there's been a celebration. Don't forget that it's a double-edged sword, so maybe there's been a huge celebration. They've graduated from college. They've gotten that doctorate. They've been working like a little mechanical doll. Now they get to rest. So it's like me sending people home to take a nap. You know, Dr. Elaine here, ha-ha. But... So it works both ways. It's not only stressful, not always stressful. Reversed, somebody's pushing way too hard. This person could be really pushing themselves or somebody could be pushing them. There's just almost too much pressure. There's an attempt to repress or block this person from achieving an important goal. Yes, I'm reading out of the book I've written. You can find it online. It could result from the court putting limitations up as blocks because of lack of confidence or unhappiness. In other words, they protect themselves. They put boundaries up that they know they need for themselves. And it could also mean that the Courant is not getting enough sleep or rest. You know, again, check out the surroundings for the cards. I mean, some of these cards can be simple. They look complicated, but they surely don't have to be. Okay, Five of Swords. The number five itself is all about change, adversity, strife, upheaval, disruption. Keep that in mind when translating this card, because the card itself shows one figure up front holding three swords, two against his chest or his shoulder, one in his hand, and two laying on the ground, with two figures with their backs to the card, to us, and clouds stripped out across the sky. But the water is cool. The water is nice and calm. But these figures look like they've been defeated. But their swords are on the ground. This guy's got a smug look on his face. He's supposed to be the winner. But this is a clear warning not to feel smug about a current situation. The battle's most likely won through dishonesty or deceit. So you have to be careful. Those things are often uncovered. And when discovered, these figures can return to claim their victory. It's best to fight and win battles using honest methods. In this case, the Courant may have to come up with another way, another idea to be successful, whether that's the Courant or somebody around the Courant that's treated the Courant that way. I tell people when this card comes up, if you find yourself saying things like, here we go again, why does this have to keep happening? Why do I have to keep doing this thing over and over and over and over again? It's because it hasn't been won or accomplished through honesty. So you have to tell your Courant to be careful. If it's in reverse, they're feeling helpless and unable to do anything about the feeling of depression. Look for the Devil card. The Devil card is a real signal for depression. Look for other signs of emotional or mental distress that's not being addressed. So it's important that honesty prevail here. Now, see, that's a tricky word. What's honest to you and ethical to you may not be to me. But there are sometimes universal truths and universal honesties from culture to culture, from situation to situation. In our culture, you don't steal. We could get the Ten Commandments in there, but that's a religious thing. But overall, we don't take from someone what they are not willing to give up. That, to me, is stealing. Now, you can play mind games with yourself and say, well, I was really owed that $20, so I just took it out of her purse. But she wasn't willing to give up that $20, so in her mind, it's going to be stealing. So that's where the Five of Swords can get tricky, because it can also be wrapped around opinions of what's right, what's wrong, what's honest. So just have to look at what else is going on there. The Six of Swords, there are three figures in the boat. One side is rough waters, or kind of wavy. The other side is slate glass clean. There is a male figure standing at the back of the boat with a very long row, the kind that's like 10 feet long. And then there's what looks like a woman and a child, which represents your subconscious and your super subconscious. The male represents your consciousness. It has six swords in it. They're going somewhere. They're on a journey. And this is called the trip and journey card. As a spirit, they're using all that they are to learn from this trip, especially now as they go through a difficult time, because one side of this is kind of rough. You know, sometimes the destination is not what it's all about. It's the journey. It's the people that sit beside on the plane. It's the folks that you sit next to at dinner. It's who you bump into in the middle of a foreign street. Excuse me. It's the trip itself is a lot more important than your destination. And this is pretty much what this card is telling us. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the moment. Don't be so anxious to get there. Really, really, really practice about being in the now. I know that's a catch-all phrase these days, but it really is important. Think about being in the now. The journey can be a physical one, a mental one, or a spiritual one. You know, those of you out there that do American Indian powwows and things like that, you know that the music itself can just get you. You can be sitting there in a lawn chair and you are gone because of the music of the drums. It can be a very, very spiritual thing. So the journey can be physical, mental, or spiritual. The attitude, their attitude, determines which kind of water will carry them. Are they going to make their journey really difficult? Are they going to make it smoother for themselves? The swords are placed around them as protection and invoke harmony. It's really what it's all about, is trying to, it should be a harmonious trip. I don't care what the reason for your journey is. Try to make it pleasant for yourself and those around you. But when this card comes up, I always ask if a Corinth's going on a trip. This card can mean they're about to go on a journey for fun and or business. Upright, it means that they'll be just fine on their adventure. However, reverse cards can mean either that the learning process enjoyed during the travel time was ignored, or that there will be no journey. Or I always suggest to the traveler, when the card comes up in reverse, to be doubly prepared. Not to try to get there on Friday and have a 10 o'clock meeting, because you're probably not going to get there. Now, coming home may not be such an issue unless you've got things scheduled as well. Take with you on the plane what you need. Scatter your money out. Or take traveler's checks. Don't keep the list only in one place. Smart travelers, even people who travel for the first time, will get good advice about travel and follow it. And take with you what you will need overnight should your luggage get lost or waylaid or whatever, or you end up in an airport uncomfortable. I've gotten where I carry a plastic pillow that I blow up nowadays. So when the card comes up in reverse, be prepared. Be prepared. Okay. The Six of Swords, or Seven rather, the Seven of Swords. It's called a sneak thief card. That's my nickname for him. Sneak thief because he's carrying in his hands as he has a long stride and he's looking over his shoulder, and it's a nice little campsite behind him with fancy tents and two swords stuck in the ground, five in his arms. The number seven is a high spiritual number, but there's a lot of yellow. This card, the figures are set on solid yellow, and he has some orange and some brown on him. The Seven of Swords also warns the Corinth that people may be plotting. And I know that sounds dramatic, but maybe even could be stealing from the person. Perhaps there's an opening at work that the Corinth is in competition for and maybe is not aware of negative actions or words that are being directed at them. There are two swords standing up. The standing swords tell us that there are at least two opportunities for the situation to be resolved. The red on his head and his feet, red is the action color, so this person is poised and ready to do something fast. The figure's looking back over his shoulder and running off with something of value. He could be stealing time, energy, money, ideas. Only the Corinth can answer that question, because most of the time when this card comes up, my Corinth will know what I'm talking about. And it'll either be something that's already happened, or they'll say, I had an odd feeling about that. Or they'll have some indication of what's going on. If they don't at the moment, a lot of times they'll call me, even if it's 6 months later or the next time they come for a reading, and say, oh, by the way, I had money taken out of my desk at work. Or, yeah, I did lose that job, but it was straightened up later when we found out that person was lying about something. So just caution your Corinth to be mindful of those around them and the situations that they're involved in. But on a more simple note, caution them about leaving valuables in an unlocked car, home doors unlocked, or anything that would provide a thief, a common thief, the opportunity to take anything from us that we don't want to part with. In reverse, I have had this card show up to represent mental or emotional illness. I've had it show up for confusion. People doing things and they either don't know why they're doing it, or they seem obsessed and their behavior is, they just can't help themselves. So again, look for the devil card, because the devil is that emotional card thing. If it's in reverse, the individual cannot face reality on a daily basis and is usually a manipulator who'll go to great lengths to control those around him. And yes, I've said that to Quarence, but in a nice way, and maybe ask them about their manipulative nature and grin a little bit and draw their attention to it. So you have to check the court cards for physical or personality descriptions for further information to share with the Quarence, because it may not be the Quarence. It could be a sister, a husband, a wife, a brother, a boss that behaves as the manipulator. The good thing about a reverse card, this Seven of Swords, is that it shows somebody putting negativity behind them. They're finally getting out of a very bad situation, and you can look for the Tower card for that. So you look for divorce cards, maybe the Three of Swords, or broken business comments, commitments, that sort of thing. So I think I forgot to tell you that the card is all yellow, which I think is very good. That's active energy. That can be a very positive energy. Just having the yellow there is really, really good. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. We don't have a guest tonight except the tarot card, so we're doing a little bit of a lesson about the swords because they're considered to be a scary card, and I've had that scary suit. I've had that comment made to me several times this week by people, so we're just going to talk about them. The Eight of Swords, the eight is, remember, the infinity card, the infinity number. You turn an eight over on its side, and it makes the infinity sign. The Eight of Swords shows what looks like a female figure with loosely bound wrappings. She's blindfolded. She has seven cards to the back of her, to the side and the back of her. One has been removed, and it sits in front of her. She has one toe in water, which is just kind of like a little ripple of water, not even a creek, just a puddle, and one toe on ground. So she's finding her own balance there, and maybe like a castle on a rocky hillside in the background, all gray in the back, which is wisdom and knowledge. Now, she's called the prison card. She's standing strong. She's bound, but loosely. She shows absolutely no activity in trying to release herself. So what kind of prison has she made for herself? This is the behavior of somebody who knows that they've bound themselves up. Bad marriage, lousy job that she hates. Maybe she's depressed and doesn't know how to get out of it. You know, there are folks like that that don't even know they're depressed, that if they went through examinations, they would be either clinically depressed or habitually. I just recently heard that term. Habitually repressed. Sometimes, medically, their chemicals are off whack. Maybe she's afraid to make positive changes in her life. Maybe she thinks she doesn't deserve it. So we have to look at why this prison card is here. Now, the other side of that, I have had it come up with the Justice card as a prison card, the legal card. I've had it come up as a prison, people going into and people coming out of prison. I had it come up one time for a nun, believe it or not, who was so excited the first 11 years of her service to the church. And then it became, as she said, shackles around her heart. It took her another 10 years to get out of it. Brilliant woman. She had a master's degree in education. She was a registered nurse. A brilliant woman. But it took her all that time to, quote-unquote, get out, as she said. And now she is an instructor at a university. So, at a Catholic university. But nonetheless, but it is a prison card. It can mean I'm in prison, I'm going to prison, my son just got out. I've had it come up for folks who say how long will they get out, any sooner than the court says they will, that kind of thing. Now, she could get out of it because her bindings are very loose. She does have some balance in her life because she's got one foot in water and one foot on land. this is a card about courage. The swords say that. She has everything she needs at her reach to back up the decision that she makes. If she decides to, quote unquote, cut loose, she has all of those swords. She has all the weaponry. More importantly, they represent mental energy. She knows how to do it. She just needs to work her way through it. Now, this is where another card that says there's emotion there, when emotion is not supposed to be part of the card, which I think is interesting. So we have to deal with emotion, courage, which is an emotion, and a decision-making form to move out of this situation. Okay. If the Hermit card shows up, he's telling us that she's bound spiritually and is afraid to move forward. For whatever reason, she's afraid to move forward. If the Tower card shows up, she has either or and mental problems. If the Hierophant card shows up, he tells us about her intimate relationship. No matter what the reason is, she's a very scared. Now that's an emotion. So she's a scared person. This card, of course, will show up for males as well, but it looks like a female on the card, but I think if I ever made a deck of my own, I'd make it look real androgynous. But nonetheless, in reverse, there's a major confusion and lack of confidence. Well, we know that, even in an upright position. Maybe even jealousy. I don't like that word, but it does exist, and that emotion does exist. See, another emotion tied in with the swords surrounding this person. Who's really in control of their life? Aren't they tired of it? Don't they need to live another kind of life? These are questions that they're probably already asking themselves, or this card would not show up, because they've already recognized the fact that they're trapped, and now they need to figure out how to get out of it. So this is a real soul-searching. There's so many soul-searching questions for them to handle when this card comes up. You could spend 30 minutes just talking to them about this card and what it means to them and what it's showing to them, it's like slapping them in the face. But at least they're ready to search for answers. That's the biggie. They're ready. And, of course, you have to encourage them to get the help that they need. Maybe it's a therapist. You know, I never tell anybody to just go home and make those decisions, do those actions. You have to. It's not your place as a reader to do that, but it is your place to get them help if they ask for it. And if you have the names of three professionals that you would feel confident in them selecting from, then by all means, share those names. You're going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. The worldwide number is 877-489-6350. U.S. and Canada, you share the phone number 1-888-228-4494. Now we're going to look at the Nine of Swords. The nine is a completion number. We're done. But it's also a beginning number. So it's all wrapped up in the space in between the nine and the one, or the nine and the zero. Because remember, the Tarot cards start with a zero, the Fool. A zero. Not a one, a zero. So the nine is almost, I call it a crimped zero, because if you pull its little tail down on the left, it becomes a one, it becomes a zero. So the nine is completion, preparing for new beginnings. Okay, I call this the don't worry card. The swords are with the hilt to the left, the points to the right, on a black background. Most of us sleep in a dark room. Over a person who is sitting up in bed with their hands over their face, but the bed has a blanket on it that has astrology symbols all over it, and it has a gold pillow, which is really deep spiritual color. The person is draped in a white and gray nightgown, which is wisdom and purity, and a little bit of pink and lavender, which is love and spirituality. And then the bottom part of the bed it looks like a futon. It's real, real narrow. Sits on a thick piece of something, a bed, that has carvings on it of people fighting. And I call it the don't worry card because the swords are piercing the night. The swords tell us that we have everything we need mentally to do whatever we need. Some say that they're cutting through the nightmares, which is great. I've had this card come up for people that are in the midst of lawsuits or really nasty situations where they're just so worried about everything, financially, everything. So you look at the other cards around it and figure out whether it's finances, job, emotions, or all of the above. All the figure has to do is reach out for the swords. This person has everything that they need to get help, everything. In fact, astrologically, and a lot of people don't want to hear this, they're exactly where they need to be. They're learning all of the lessons they need to learn. Everything is in order. And this is when I look for the juggler card, when I look for the fool card. You know, what beginnings do we need? Where are we in? I look at all the cards around this card and say, okay, what's causing this turmoil? What's causing this anxiety? And what decisions is she trying to make? Is there a decision-making card? Should she be making this decision right now? Okay, now underneath the carving is people fighting. Looks like they're fighting each other, and that may be true. It may be two attorneys fighting each other, but the deal is she's got people taking care of her. It could be her doctor, her attorney, her friend, or any professional that she needs at this time. All she has to do is ask for help. It's there. The blue comforter. Blue is the color of spirituality and mental energy. See, we're combining those two again. The swords, again, have an emotional connotation. So all she has to do is work, is ask. She wears the colors white for spirituality and purity of heart, which is great. She has everything she needs. A far more simple meaning for this is that she's just simply not getting the rest that she needs. They've had many sleepless nights, and it's beginning to affect their health. So, again, you look around it and see what cards could be talking about the health and what part of the body, other than emotionally, might be affected. The hardest thing for her to see at this point is that this is a problem that she could have caused for herself. Sweet Seth is telling me that I have to wrap up. So, reversed, the Quarant is unaware of the problems that they're causing for others. Maybe they don't care. She's feeling isolated and alone. This is a card that the person could be experiencing rejection or bitterness over a past event. A lot of those sleepless nights are of their own making. So you have to look at the other cards for clues to discuss with the Quarant. We'll start next week at the Ten of Swords, and we'll wrap up. Even if we have a guest, I'll wrap up this suit for us. It won't take long. And I wish you a great week. Have a wonderful time. This has been Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, on bbsradio.com. In case I didn't tell you before, we are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And I love saying that. You guys have a great week. Remember, these are archived. If you are including your lessons in something you're doing on your own, if I can help you, call me at 512-922-4723. ElaineIrelandPsychic.com is how to find me on the Internet. And I appreciate your time, your energy, and thanks for being with me. Have a great week. Good night.